As we've just heard, the head of one of Australia's most powerful superannuation funds is calling on the federal government to rewrite the Reserve Bank's charter, warning that the bank's single focus on managing inflation is damaging the economy. The chairman of the Industry Super Network, Gary Weaven, says that with inflation now under control, the RBA should be using interest rate policy to boost employment and to drive down the value of the Australian dollar. The former ACTU official, who oversees $120 billion worth of superannuation investments, spoke to AM's business editor, Peter Ryan.
The stance of inflation only that they adopted in the times of Costello and Macfarlane is totally inappropriate, and it seems to be still unduly influencing the Reserve in its policies. I mean, I know it's very hard to get the balance right, but I think consistently for many years now, the Reserve has had far too much focus on inflation only and not enough on full employment and economic prosperity generally, which is their requirement under the Act.
Does that single focus on inflation have the potential to damage the economy given the current pressures?
Well, I think it clearly does. We have, notwithstanding the mining boom, we do have signs of real weakness in retail and manufacturing. But, you know, more importantly, in a way, we have very high interest rates by international standards, and high interest rates push the currency high, and that's very, very bad for manufacturers and tourism and some other industries.
The focus on inflation for the Reserve Bank has served the economy well, though, right through the global financial crisis. So isn't this just a matter of moving the goalposts now?
I don't think so. I think there were a whole series of rate rises before the GFC, which were somewhat inappropriate and which set the whole framework then at a higher interest rate level than it ought to have been. You know, so I think that the whole interest rate environment in Australia has been too high for too long, and now it's dangerously high with weakness in some sectors.
So do you believe the Reserve Bank now needs to use the interest rates lever to push the Australian dollar lower and take pressure off those dollar-exposed manufacturing industries?
Well, I think a lower interest rates may result in a lower Australian dollar, and that would be a very good thing, I think, overall for the economy.
So do you think that the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, needs to sit down with the Reserve Bank Governor, Glenn Stevens, and say, let's look at widening the criteria for managing monetary policy?
It's hard to see that the current arrangements are properly coordinated. And I think there seems to me little point in having a situation where the Reserve is locked into a sort of single blunt instrument approach, and the government is locked into a political set of parameters. So I do think there needs to be more public debate and transparency, and in the end, you know, a lower interest rate environment for Australia.
Are you suggesting that the Reserve Bank needs to be less independent than it is now, or just needs to have its guidelines rewritten?
At the end of the day, no one is truly independent. If the requirements, both for the government and for the Reserve Bank, is the greatest good of the Australian people, and in particular the specific requirements in the Reserve Act of full employment, then, you know, independence of thought, fine, but in the end you must take account of the full picture, and there needs to be dialogue about what you actually do in a policy setting.
On the overall economy, do you support the Treasurer's pursuit of a budget surplus?
I think it's very, very difficult. I think it's now, you know, almost a political imperative that they deliver that. That's been the result of, you know, 15 years or more of political and economic rhetoric. The actual circumstances right today, I think it's hard to argue that a surplus is the main requirement.
That's the chairman of the Industry Super Network, Gary Weaven, speaking to our business editor, Peter Ryan.